Welcome to another exciting episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon right here on the King. This show is all about spotlighting trailblazers, leaders, creatives, and entrepreneurs who are making a real impact in our communities and across the globe. Today's guest is nothing short of extraordinary. She's a woman walking boldly in her purpose, passionately, intentionally, and most importantly, prayerfully. I'm talking about a woman who's not following her plan, but God's divine plan. She's a minister, a mother, a chef, and the CEO of a dynamic, multifaceted organization that's changing lives through faith and service. Her company, Divinely Inspired Resources, is a true gift to the community, offering services that range from catering, decor, and design to life skills training, career development, HR and EEO consulting, job placement assistance, and so much more. As led by the Holy Spirit, this powerhouse brand acts as a facilitator of open doors, connecting people with opportunities, platforms, and resources to activate their God-given gifts. But today's episode isn't about the impressive accolades. We're diving into her heart, her passion for Christian entertainment, her mission to create uplifting experiences, and her bold commitment to glorifying God through the arts. So let's not keep this woman of God waiting another second. Without further ado, introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. Yes. Ms. Tamika, I am so excited to be with you today. And me, I'm just a simple Georgia girl by way of Chicago, Illinois. Raised in Detroit, Michigan, finished high school in South Georgia. I know that's a big jump, but that's exactly what happened. You know, for me, for passion, for purpose, honestly, it's simply a process. You know, I thought that having a successful career, being married, being a parent, that's what life was all about, that was the ultimate goal. I have a bachelor's in journalism, a master's in human resources management, wow. And I spent a lot of time working in employment law. I was director of human resources for a Fortune 100 company for several years, mediated cases of discrimination with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. I even enjoyed marriage, did it twice. Was blessed with a beautiful daughter named Mila, and that came after encountering 5 miscarriages. And wow. Eventually, God led me out of my corporate job to start a nonprofit food program, and we provided 1,600 hot meals a day to kids in the community 5 days a week. So clearly, you know, I have a passion for cooking.
Yes.
It's one of the ways that I show love. And I've been doing it since I was 11 years old. And, you know, you talked about how, you know, I have tried to live my life as led by the Spirit. You know, as a believer, I grew up in church. I'm a singer, been singing since I was 7 years old, and I've always loved worshiping the Lord. And I've always understood that I had to honor God with my life, but it really wasn't until God opened my eyes through challenges that I began to understand what purpose actually meant, and that there were greater levels that He was calling me to.
Right.
And honestly, Tamika, those challenges, honey, they were something else. I went through a marriage that was abusive, subsequent divorce that caused me to relocate from Arkansas back to Georgia and retransition into the workforce, where in a space of 2 years, I encountered joblessness, layoff, homelessness, lost my car, repossessed from church, actually. Hello?
Wow. Repossessed from church, you heard it.
Yes, indeed. But honestly, it was through the grace of God where He placed me in the care of my church, Divine Visitation International Church and Ministries, under the spiritual leadership of my pastors, Apostle Dr. Joy Ebay, Pastor Christopher Ebay, and Apostle Dr. Noble Ebay, that I was even able to survive because my eyes were open to the Word of God. And He, at that point, began to transform me, took me through a process of showing me that He created me to bring Him glory, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ with my life. And honestly, I didn't know exactly what shape or form that was supposed to take, but I knew I had to follow Him. I knew it had to be about Him and about others and not about me. Walk in purpose.
Walking in your purpose, living through your purpose, living through the obstacles. Oh my goodness, that is so powerful.
You have many stories for you.
Yes, everything that you have experienced, everything that you have persevered through is so amazing and who you are. And I want you to tell the people directly, what is your name?
Stephanie Rackard.
Yes, Stephanie Rackard. That is who you all are on with today. She got so excited in who she was, she didn't even tell y'all her name.
Like I said, less about me, more about him.
Right. And that's how we have to work every day. We have to put him before us because he is who leads us. We always have to keep him first in our entire life.
Amen. Amen.
I want to thank you for sharing so much in-depth information about who you are, where you came from, your passion, and your purpose that has gotten you to where you are today. So now I want you to tell our listeners more about your business, Divinely Inspired Resources. How did that name come about? What inspired you to create this platform?
It was divinely inspired, truly. In June of 2016, my pastor, Apostle Dr. Noble, he challenged us to use what God had put in our hands and determine how he wanted us to make an impact in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So through prayer, being led by the Spirit of God, Divinely Inspired Resources was born. As I've talked about my human resources background, I've talked about my love for cooking. Divinely Inspired Resources is a threefold organization, and it highlights those three passions, the human resources, the catering, design, and decor, and then the nonprofit for women and young girls that is geared towards helping them become who God has called them to be. Whether it's a wife or whether it's a community activist or entrepreneur, God has positioned us to be able to help people to develop into who he's called them to be. And so I just obediently began to use what was in my hands in 2018. And the Holy Spirit ministered to me that it was really beyond even women, but for every child of God to glorify him and use what he's given them. So the platform was born, amen, that allows believers in the body of Christ to display their gifts of God, giving him glory, giving him honor, giving him praise, and drawing others closer to him. That's what it's all about. The word says that if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And so Divinely Inspired Resources, it serves as a facilitator for opening doors, providing those platforms and programs and events that glorify God and highlights the artistry and giftings of his children. That's what it's all about.
Indeed, you have said a mouthful, and you have also touched on everything that you do with Divinely Inspired Resources and how it's such a multifaceted company and how you have those three pillars. And tell me those three pillars again.
Catering, design and decor, human resources, and the nonprofit for women and young girls.
I am most certainly sure that our listeners are already feeling inspired and ready to get involved in anything that you got going on, Miss Stephanie.
Amen. I hope so.
You know, I have been with you all today for a little while, and you know, we try to keep this show quick, short, and to the point. So I want to make sure that you all keep it locked here on The Voice on the King and come back this Thursday for part two, because we have so much more to talk about when it comes to events and upcoming opportunities where the people can experience Miss Stephanie Rackard's work in action. So before we get out of here, I want to know if you're going to come back and tell them about what we got coming up this weekend, Miss Stephanie.
Absolutely. They don't want to miss this because it is an Holy Spirit inspired event, and I can't wait to share it.
Indeed it is. So for the meantime, make sure that you all log on to divinelyinspiredresources.com to learn more about Stephanie Rackard and the things that she has going on. And again, we want you to come back this Thursday because we have so much more to tell you about what we have coming up this weekend in Norcross. Okay, so if you're in Norcross and all the surrounding areas, you make sure that you come back so that you can learn more about what we got going on. And of course, you can log on to 105theking.com to our events page so you can have a little snippet of what we got coming up. A huge thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to another inspiring episode of The Voice on the King. You can catch the replay online at 105theking.com and stay connected with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. And until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.